से कर वसूलना ये ब्राह्मण के है.
So Maharaj Harishchandra, he went to the marketplace in Varanasi and he sold himself and he sold his wife and his child to a Brahmin family. So she was. So his wife was to be a servant in this Brahmin's house for cooking and cleaning and things like that. So Maharaj Harishchandra, he became a servant in that burning ghat in Varanasi and he started doing his job there. And one day what happened by the maya of Vishwamitra Muni, the child got bit by a snake. And his wife, Harishchandra's wife's name was Sadhya and Tara. She had two names. She was crying, she was separated from her husband and she was wailing. She picked up her child and she brought him to the burning ghat to burn his body. Oh my dear Vidhata, what have you done? She saw her husband there and she said, oh my God, what kind of bad days have come? My husband, he's become a servant of a chandala. He's working in the Shamshan ghat, burning ghat. He lost his kingdom, he lost everything. We had one child and he's also dead. How unfortunate I am, how sinful I must be. She was crying and wailing in this way and she came inside this burning ghat. And Radha Harishchandra at that time, he was doing his duty. Raja Harishchandra, when he heard a woman crying and wailing, he could understand this. He recognized his wife's, his queen's voice. That this is my wife Tara. But he did not become affected by her crying and wailing. He went near her and he said, who are you? He said, I don't care who you are, but you want to burn this body, you have to give one gold coin. Before you do his sanskar, you have to give one gold coin. This is the duty. Otherwise, I cannot allow you to burn the body here. She said, I have no money. He said, then give some cloth. So Tara, she answered him, she was wailing and crying. She said, you don't recognize me? Born from you don't recognize? I am your wife, I am your queen. Today at least you should do his sanskar. I have no money. You are his father. King Harishchand said, no, I cannot allow you to do this here. You have to pay for this. When I was his father, then I could have done this. Now I am not his father. I am not your husband. Now I am just a das of my Swami. This time I am not your husband. And I am not this child's father. And you have to pay. And what she will do to give cloth? She was going to give half her cloth she was wearing. As soon as she went to tear her cloth into half, immediately there was a great earthquake, lightning, thunder. Then all the three demigods, they appeared. They said, all glories to King Harishchandra. As long as there is sun and the moon and the Ganges on this planet Earth, till that day your glories will be sung. This is called Satyanishtha. Maharaj Harishchandra, when he was a servant of a person, at that time he understood that he is the servant, he belonged to this person. And actually, when a person has to do a job, at that time he should be like that and do that job. As long as we are in the office, we are a servant of somebody, we are that person's servant, we work for them. And when we come home, we may be somebody's daddy or somebody's husband. At home, when we come home, we can be as much affectionate to our child, our family. But when we are on duty, we are somebody's sevak, their servant. At that time, we belong to them. This is all history, actually true story, and this teaches us lessons. Therefore, because we do not follow and hear the people in Kali Yuga, their intelligence, their mental status is falling down. Their values are falling down. And what kind of things they read these days? They read fiction story that somebody killed someone, somebody murdered somebody, somebody stole something. Always in the newspapers, in the novels, people are reading third class people's stories. Then why they wouldn't become like that? They never hear stories of Raja Harishchandra and great kings like that. And no great personalities. How they will learn values? In this way, this history is witness. So I was talking in this verse about the king, Sukhdev Goswami is speaking that like the sun, for 8 months he dries up water from the land and the ocean. And for 4 months very nicely he gives back as rain, from which all the living entities become satisfied and crops grow. So the wealth of the earth he gives back to the earth. In this way the king should be. Chapter 20 continued. In the rainy season, Mahamegha, very great, dark, deep, heavy clouds, they cover the sky. And when the breeze, the wind, makes them pour water on the ground. Here and there they pour water. When there is wind and once in a while there is lightning. So this lightning is called the eyes of the clouds. You can see when there is lightning at night, you can suddenly see so much. Sukadev Goswami is explaining that it looks like that the clouds, they look with the eyes of lightning. And then they give water. The cloud, he can see with the eyes of the lightning, lightning eyes, that where the earth has dried up. And they look with the lightning and they pour water over on those places. He is describing as if the clouds can see with the light, eyes of lightning, and they pour water here and there. Sukadev Goswami. In the same way, the king, he gives in charity, or any wealthy person, he gives in charity. He sees the king or the wealthy person, he sees that this person is suffering, he is in need of money. And being inspired by some brahmana or a learned person, he gives in charity. Here, the breeze or the wind is compared to the brahmanas or the learned persons. Those who know the shastras, they can guide one as to where they should give their charity. Here and there one should not give. So just like the wind inspires the cloud to give water at certain place, and then the cloud can see with the eyes of lightning, yes, here I should give water, here I should give water, there. So a king or a wealthy person, under the instruction of a devotee or a learned person, he gives charity where it's needed. Sometimes we see that in certain areas of the country there is a famine, and then the people of that land, they start to starve to death. And then the government supplies grains and foods to that area, or sometimes there is an earthquake. Just like recently there was a very great earthquake in Jabalpur. So at that incident, these incidents, the king or the wealthy persons, they like to give charity. Just like the cloud gives the rain where it's needed. This is the meaning. So the earth, performing the austerities for 8 months, had become dried. But as soon as the clouds, they pour water, the earth becomes green and fresh again. The plants and everything. In the same way, Sukadev Goswami says that in the same way, those with a desire for those with material desires, they perform great austerities. They fast, they suffer for, due to the austerities, but afterwards, when they get siddhi, or they get their profits, or whatever their desires were, they again eat and drink and become healthy looking again. Everyone has to perform austerities first. Just like Mother Earth, she was performing austerities for 8 months, and now she is getting water and becoming healthy and green again. Here Sukadeva Goswami says one sorrowful thing. While he sees the light worms, in Hindi they call it jugnu, the called glow worms. They're very tiny bugs that fly, and they have a very tiny, like a light bulb, which gives pretty good light. And in this way they're flying here and there. But it doesn't matter how many they are in numbers and how many of them they get together, but they will not be able to give enough light. Nobody can do any work in their light. So while seeing them flying here and there in the rainy season, Sukadeva Goswami says, he is remembering this. Nisa mukhe, the first part of the night, because of the night time, these glow worms, they shine. And of course they cannot shine in the day. Although in the day they still have that light, it doesn't go off. But what happens in the day, they're not able to show their shine. When it becomes dark, then little bit you can start to see their little light bulbs. At that time, the first part of the night, these glow worms, they shine. And at that time there is no moon and the stars to be seen because of the clouds.
जिसके प्रकाश से सारा जगत आलोकित होता है उसका प्रकाश छिप जाता है बादल.
Because of the moon and the normally the moon and the stars, they give so much light, but that light is not visible anymore, and you can see the light given by these tiny glow worms.
और तब ये खद्य चमकने लगते हैं.
Just like in Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga में
Sukadeva Goswami says, just like in Kali Yuga, the light coming from the Vedas, the Vedic knowledge is not distributed in the world, but the scriptures or so-called scriptures or writings written by the cheaters or pakhandis starts to shine. But what kind of light will they give? They don't give any light. Their so-called scriptures. There is no knowledge of the Supreme, the Jiva, the universe, nothing. The Vedas actually gives light on all subjects. Who is the Supreme, who is Jiva, what is Karma, what is reincarnation, what is Atma, Paramatma, the heavenly planets, the hellish planets, what is Vaikuntha. In all subject matters, the Vedas give light.
सार श्रीमद् भागवतम है.
And the essence of the Vedas is this Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam or Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the Surya and Chandrama ke saman.
This Srimad Bhagavat and Bhagavad Gita, these are like the sun and the moon.
Inse sara jagat labh le sakta hai.
From these two, the whole world can benefit.
Aur sabko light dete hain, sufficient light.
And they give enough light, sufficient light on all living entities.
Aadmi bhai chala sakta hai, rail chala sakta hai, koi kaam kar sakta hai.
When the sun comes up and there's sufficient light, everyone can do everything. They can benefit from this light. People can drive a car, a train, work, read.
लेकिन ये जुगनू के प्रकाश से क्या करेगा?
But what this light coming from this glowworm will do?
कितना दूर दिखाई देगा? एक अक्षर भी नहीं दिखाई.
How much distance can this glowworm give their light? We cannot even use it to read one letter.
परंतु पापे ना अतिशय पाप के कारण कलयुग में.
But because of extreme sin in Kali Yuga.
पाखंडियों के असत वाद प्रचारित हो जाते हैं.
These पाखंडीज असत वाद, their false statements, they start to
जहां देखिए तो दूसरे के लिए किताबें
खरीद डिस्ट्रीब्यूट. Wherever you see, you find this kind of so called spiritual books by written by cheaters, pakhandis, and they may shine like these little glowworm, but what they can do?
Aur kabhi kabhi to hum logon se aa karke kehte hain, are wo jugnu itna prakash de raha tha ki 1 cm mein alok ho gaya.
Sometimes they come and say, oh, this glowworm was giving so much light, enough for 1 cm we could see in the dark.
Itna tak kahte.
Even they talk like that. But there is a real sun, there is the Bhagavad Gita, there is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is giving light to the whole world. And the other so-called scriptures, the person who has written, he himself is not getting any light. What he will give light to others? So these are called pakhandis, cheaters. Sukadev Goswami here with great sorrow he is saying. Text 20, chapter 20, text
8.
These clouds are there. These atheists will shine there with their glowworms. You see, sometimes we invite people to our ISKCON temples, and sometimes they think, oh, just like other temples, other sects, this Hare Krishna is just another sect. We don't like to go. We won't go. But they should try to understand. Many times people say, one time they asked Prabhupada,
"Aap Bhagavad Gita se bol rahe hain, is tarah se, to why should I accept you blindly?"
Somebody told Prabhupada, "You're speaking from Bhagavad Gita like this, but why should I accept you blindly?"
Prabhupada ji kahte hain, "You should not reject also blindly."
When Prabhupada said, you should also not reject it blindly. When you cannot accept it blindly, why you can reject it blindly?
Open your eyes, then look, and then accept or reject.
Open your eyes first, look, then accept and reject.
आँख से देखो बखूब अच्छा से देख करके चाहे reject करो चाहे accept करो.
First you open your eyes, look nicely, then you can decide.
बंद करके reject कैसे करना है?
How can you close your eyes and reject?
आँख बंद करके accept नहीं करते हो तो reject भी नहीं कर सकते.
If you can close your eyes, by, if you close your eyes and you cannot accept, then you cannot also reject by closing your eyes. Everyone should actually try to understand what Prabhupada is giving. He has given to this world the real sun and the moon. He never wrote something his own. He has given us Srimad Bhagavatam. He brought, when he came to America, the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He had printed them in India and he had brought. He said, Prabhupada had written that, I had full faith that if they hear this Bhagavatam, they will become Krishna devotees. He had full faith, and after that he wrote Bhagavad Gita and the others. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion. He never wrote his own. You go to any other ashram, I can challenge you. Any math, mandir, ashram, sanstha, you will not find in their book one page on Krishna. Not one page, nothing about Krishna. I can challenge you. If there is something about who are they writing, their guru. They have written books on Guru themselves, but they have not written anything on Krishna. This is the ISKCON, is the only sanstha, only movement in the world who has volumes and volumes and volumes of books on Krishna. As it is. In the whole Bhagavatam, you will not hear any writings about Prabhupada. Chapters and chapters of writing on Prabhupada, no. Is there any other movement like this? All the books Prabhupada has written is about Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. Is there anywhere you can go where you can find scriptures purely on Krishna? Nowhere. In India there are some Vaishnava sansthas, movements. They have some writings, but I'm talking here in America especially. You do not find anything about the Supreme Lord, about Krishna, about God. There are some in India, some Vaishnav sansthas, some Vaishnav sects, some movements like Gaudiya Math. They have some books on Bhagavatam, they print. There are a few other small ones also, they have some books. But such a sangopang, such a perfect, nowhere else. You will find some scriptures, you will go look in the book, some Dakshinamrita, some Sikshamrita. Some Vachanamrita. Here Prabhupada is giving straight Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. In their books they have Vachana Amrita of their Guru, this, that. This Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavat is actually like the moon and the sun. One is giving light in the day, one is giving light in the night. And in that kind of light, one can do things, do work. We can see everything, but this glowworms, this glowworm has such a small light that you cannot see anything so close to their little body. But to speak of far away. So Sukadev Goswami is lamenting that, oh my God, in Kali Yuga, this Pakhandis, atheist rascals, their scriptures will be spread everywhere. Vedas will not be preached. This is such a great sorrow for Sukadev Goswami. In previous yugas, the Pakhandis or atheists, they had no right to write scriptures and give it like, spread it or distribute it like this. There was a rule from the kings that only they will be the Supreme Lord's bhakti. I have seen from India some people, they bring these Pakhandis, the so-called scriptures full of ignorance, they bring to America and they give free to people. They try to spread in this way. Whatever it is, even if millions and millions of such glowworms, they can go all over the world and try to give their so-called scriptures, it will not give any light to anyone. In our village, they sing a song like this. You can light millions and millions of bulbs and lantern and electricity. We can see all over the world, but without the sun, there is no morning time. Without Srimad Bhagavat, the living entities cannot get the real knowledge. It is very important to distribute this and preach this Krishna consciousness. Only in this Hare Krishna movement is the real knowledge being preached. Sometimes I have been to such places for preaching where people say, Swamiji. They tell me like this. They say, forget this Bhagavat, Swamiji. Tell us your experience. Tell us your stories. Tell us what you think. Many times they've talked to me like that. They say, oh, we hear this Gita and Bhagavad. Please tell us your experience, your knowledge. So I say, what experience I have? Except from eating and sleeping, what experience I have? What I have seen, the creation and annihilation, that I have the experience. In this Bhagavatam, there is a Sukadev Goswami's experience. He is speaking. He is speaking about Gopi's experience, about the different kings' experience. Maitreya Muni's experience, Lord Brahma's experience, Shiva's experience. Why you don't want to hear their experience? I have no experience. Then they will say, okay, we'll hear that. In this way, the people are as if all this Bhagavata, this is old things. Tell us something new. New means something sense gratification.
Naya ka matlab hota hai atpatan. Bilkul galat baat sunai, naya hoga to accept.
New means something new, news. Just something news, anything that sounds very attractive to our minds.
Ab tak log kehte hain ki Vishnu Bhagwan hai. Krishna Bhagwan hai. Agar main baithu ek ko kahta hu ki tum bhi Bhagwan ho, hum bhi.
Up till now people say in the Bhagavad Krishna is Bhagwan, Vishnu is Bhagwan. They want to hear that I should sit down on the Vyasasan and speak something different. Perhaps I should tell them that yes, you are also Bhagwan. This is actually what they want to hear. And I am telling you the truth, people will definitely want to believe it. They will believe it.
किसी कारण से आपकी प्रसिद्धि नहीं हो रही है.
Today's yuga is like this, but that for some reason, if you're not becoming popular,
नहीं हो रहे हैं, तो कपड़ा खोल करके चल लीजिए, हजारों आदमी पूजने वाले मिल जाएंगे. ये ऐसा युग है.
It's such a yug this time. If you're not becoming popular or famous, all you have to do is become naked and walk, and you'll become famous.
है कि नहीं? केवल शरण त्याग दीजिए तो लोग पूजा करने वाले मिल जाएंगे.
जस्ट गिव अप योर शाइनेस एंड यू विल बिकम वेरी पॉपुलर.
यही है, कुछ जैनियों में यही होता है.
सम जैनीज आर लाइक दैट.
जैसे भैंस की तरह, बैल की तरह घूमते हैं रोड पर और उनकी खूब पूजा करते हैं कुछ लोग.
लाइक द बुल्स, दे वॉक अराउंड नेकेड ऑन द रोड एंड पीपल वर्शिप देम.
केवल नग्न रहने के कारण और कोई
बात. ओनली बिकॉज देर नेकेड, देर इज नो अदर रीजन.
ऐसे शर्म त्यागी पूजा होती है.
सच पीपल हु हैव रिनाउंस्ड देयर शाइनेस, दे आर वर्शिप्ड.
और नहीं, भारतवर्ष की तो ऐसी दशा है कि आप किसी पेड़ के नीचे चले जाइए साधु का वेश बना करके.
एंड द इंडिया, लैंड ऑफ इंडिया इज सच दैट यू जस्ट गो एंड यू ड्रेस योरसेल्फ लाइक अ साधु एंड यू सिट अंडर अ ट्री.
और उस पेड़ में चिथड़ा टांग दीजिए, फटा हुआ कपड़ा, और एक कटोरी में रख ले लीजिए.
एंड ऑन दैट ट्री ब्रांच यू जस्ट हैंग सम ओल्ड रिप्ड क्लॉथ एंड यू पुट अ बाउल इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू विद सम एशेस इन इट.
और जो भी आए उस पर रख फेंका कीजिए, बस आप एक सीधे साधु.
हूएवर कम्स नियर यू, यू जस्ट पिक अप सम ऑफ दिस एश एंड पुट ऑन, थ्रो ऑन देयर हेड.
भसम मिलने लगा है ना.
एंड देन यू विल बी वेरी पॉपुलर, यू विल मेक मनी. अ ग्रेट साधु हैज कम.
और नहीं तो चुपचाप हो जाइए.
एंड इफ नथिंग एल्स यू जस्ट बी अ मौन साधु.
बोलिए मत, तब भी सिद्ध हो गए.
डोंट स्पीक एनीथिंग, जस्ट सिट लाइक अ ड्रेस लाइक अ साधु एंड सिट डाउन समवेयर एंड डोंट स्पीक.
मौनी बाबा.
यू कैन बिकम अ मौनी बाबा एंड यू विल बिकम फेमस, दे विल गिव यू मनी.
बोलिए मत, मग्न हो जाइए, खड़ा रह जाइए.
डोंट स्पीक, रिमेन नेकेड, कीप स्टैंडिंग.
या धूल फेंकिए किसी पर.
और थ्रो डस्ट ऑन पीपल, एशेज ऑन पीपल.
बस सिद्ध हो
गए. बस यू सिद्धा, यू आर परफेक्ट. दिस इन दिस एज पीपल्स ब्रेन्स आर सच थर्ड क्लास ब्रेन्स, दे हैव नो डिस्क्रिमिनेशन.
और आप कहिए कि भगवान का नाम लो तो कहते नहीं नहीं, ये नाम नहीं, बोलना नहीं चाहिए.
एंड इफ यू टेल देम चैंट द नेम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड, दे सेड नो नो, यू शुड नॉट स्पीक, जस्ट बी क्वाइट.
कभी कभी तो ऐसे लोग मिलते हैं भारतवर्ष में जो कहते हैं कौन नाम, अभी उनको पता ही नहीं.
समटाइम इन इंडिया पीपल आस्क व्हाट नेम, वी टेल देम चैंट द नेम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड, दे से व्हाट नेम, दे डोंट इवन नो व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड.
तो सत नाम कोई और है, ऐसा भी बोला करते हैं खुला खुला.
Because they have been preached by these atheists, they say no, some other name. In Kali Yuga, these Pakhandis have been preaching so much. One devotee here asked, how long, Maharaj, this will go on like this, this preaching of Pakhandis? As long as there is Kali Yuga, it will go on like this. We have to go preaching. There are four yugas, and for Vedic Dharma, the Lord has given a lot of time, three yugas.
20,000 वर्ष सब मिला करके होते हैं, तो उसमें से कलयुग तो 432,000 वर्ष का है, इसमें 5,000 बीत गया।
In which this Kali Yuga is the smallest yuga, and 5,000 years have already gone. According to the span of time, compared to the other three yugas, Kali Yuga did not get so much time. Previous yugas, preaching was of the original Satya Dharma. The truth of the religion. This is Kali Yuga, you have to tolerate, but still in the middle of Kali Yuga, a great personality like Prabhupada has come. And when a great personality like Prabhupada has come, the cloud, it shifts a little bit and the sunlight comes through.
इस प्रकाश को हम लोगों को देना चाहिए।
And this light we must distribute।
रात्रि में जुगनू के उगने से याद कर रहे हैं सूर्य को, शनि को, चंद्रमा का प्रकाश।
So at night the glowworms when they come, Sukadev Goswami says,
सूर्य का प्रकाश नहीं आ रहा, प्रकाश देने वाले आगे जुगनू।
The sun and the moon, the moon's light is not coming through the clouds, thick clouds, so there are these glowworms that give light. In the same way in Kali Yuga, this will happen. These Pakhandis, the atheists, preaching will be so popular, and the Vaishnavas preaching will be very little. The Vaishnavas will be obscured.
Gali gali mein hai hai building khadi hai ye to.
When these Pakhandis, these atheists, they do kathas. And they have 50,000 people, sometimes 100,000 people coming to hear. And there is no essence of the scriptures, there is no speaking of the Lord. And those who are speaking of the truth, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, very few people come to hear in Kali Yuga. It's as if the clouds, they cover the sky, the sun, once again. I have seen when Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, when he used to give class, so to hear his class, from outside hardly anybody came. We all Indian devotees and all the devotees from the West, they used to sit and hear. Sometimes one or two people from the neighborhood, they would come. But when these other people give class, I have seen when this one Baba called Karpatri ji, he used to give Pravachan Katha. So the Katha so far is that before the rainy season, the trees, the earth, they dry up. Then the trees, they drink from their feet. Sukadev Goswami is saying, Nana Murtya Asav, they become so many varieties, and they become taller and green. The trees are called Padapas. Padapas means they drink from their pada, their feet. Lord has made so many kinds of varieties of living entities, so every living entity does not eat the same way.
हम लोग मुंह से खाते हैं, लेकिन पैर से खाते हैं ब्रीच।
We drink, we eat from our mouth, but the trees, they eat from their feet. They keep sucking the nutrition from the ground through their feet. We also, till when we were in our mother's womb, we were at the age of 5 months, we start to feel hungry. From the fifth month, we start taking in food, but through the mother's womb. Whatever the mother eats or drinks, he gets the child will get the nutrition through the cord. So these the trees, they suck the juice from the earth. They don't eat rice and chapatis like us. So they're called padapas. In the same way as when one performs great austerities to attain some fruits, and after the austerities, when he enjoys the fruits, he becomes healthy again. From this, we learn a lesson that one should perform austerities. One should tolerate the difficulties. We get the results of our austerities, difficulties, tolerance later on. Without any difficulty, without any tapasya, austerities, we cannot get Krishna. So first you have to take up difficulties, later you will get the fruits. And that's with all activities.
Tapasya, dan, brahmacharya.
Tapasya, austerities, dan, charity, brahmacharya, swadhyaya, study of the scriptures. And Bhagavad Bhajan, you will definitely get the fruit. And therefore, you should be tolerant. Just like in the summer, you've seen the air breeze is so hot, it's like oven hot. And from top, there is the sun rays, atap. Still, all the trees, they tolerate, they just stand there. They get dried up, their leaves fall off, still they remain. They just stand there and tolerate. So much sufferings they tolerate, and then when the rainy season comes, they become healthy and fresh and green again. One should not become in anxiety because of difficulties. Good days will also come. When you have to perform some pious activity or some activities for Krishna, we should not become run away because there is difficulties. We should tolerate and perform our devotional service. And by Krishna's mercy, later there will be results. This is shown in this shloka here. Now Sukadev Goswami in the next shloka is criticizing something on the householders. It's number 10. Sukadev Swami is saying, "Hey Anga, hey Maharaj Parikshit, in the rainy season, the banks of the ponds are very agitated all the time.
There,
it becomes slippery and muddy and wet. You might have seen in India, especially in the rainy season, the clay ground becomes very slippery and wet in the villages.
तो पानी उसमें बढ़ जाता है और पर तो उसमें आ जाते हैं तो किनारे पड़ जाते हैं.
You've seen in India when there is a body of water, a big pond, from the breeze, it creates small waves in the water, and the small waves hit the shore of the pond, and with it sometimes there are some plants with the thorns.
तरंगों के द्वारा और कीचड़ भी रहता है.
And there is slippery ground. So there is slippery ground, there is grass, and there is thorns, and there is these little wavelets from the pond. Is there?
इस तरह से अशांत रोधा रहता है. सरोवर का तट अशांत रहता.
In this way, the banks of the pond is अशांत. Agitated.
सारस पक्षी तटों पर पड़े रहते.
Still, that the birds, they're called sarasa. They remain on the banks of such ponds. Why they remain there?
उनकी दृष्टि रहती है कोई मछली कोई जलचर जीव.
Their glance is in the water. Maybe they will see a fish or some other water living entity.
मिल जाए मैं खा जाऊं.
And I can eat.
हो सकता है कि उनको चार घंटे के बाद कोई मिले.
And it's possible they may have to keep looking for at least 4 hours. They may see a small fish.
किसी मछली फिर भी वहीं पड़े रहते हैं.
Still they remain there.
हटते नहीं है.
They don't move.
उनको बड़ा कष्ट होता है पानी का झकोरा हवा का.
Whereas they feel so much difficulty standing there, and you know there is so much the wind, and there's thorns, there's grass. Still they remain there.
अरे आते हैं कांट है कीचड़ लगा है.
And sometimes they're standing on there. They have these long pencil-like legs, and what is the name? And sometimes they're pink in color. They have a long neck. They would stand on their one leg. They are very tall, and they remain in that uncomfortable situation just so they can get something to eat from in the water. Exactly in the same way, Sukadev Goswami is saying.
Asant Krishna.